You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall. Welcome to the 50th episode of The Martial Brain. Today, I'm presenting the second episode in my continuing series,
Weird Tales from the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy.
An unforeseen side effect of opening a commercial martial arts academy is that it seems that some people interpret this act as an invitation to come in and either irritate or freak you out with their bizarre ideas and questions about the martial arts. I am not referring to people who are profoundly mentally ill, although I have had those as well. I've had what essentially were stalkers. In two cases, they were diagnosed schizophrenics. How I know this to be true is unimportant. In any case, it would be in bad taste to bunch them in with the people about whom I will speak today. I have, however, had many visits from seemingly functional members of society whose quirky interaction with me bears repeating. One day I was alone at the academy practicing a particularly rigorous kicking drill. A gentleman walked in the door. He was about 5 feet 8 inches tall, with an ample beer belly. He probably weighed about 180 pounds. His hair was slicked back and there was a pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. Between breathing and kicking, I asked him in a few terse words if he would be so kind as to wait until I finished. He politely complied. When the timer sounded indicating the end of my drill, I grabbed a towel and approached the gentleman. "Very impressive, very impressive," he said, shaking the hand that I offered. "I myself have been involved in physical contact for years now." I'm not sure with what or whom he had been in physical contact, or exactly what physical contact meant, but sensing that he was an odd fellow, I egged him on by nodding knowingly and saying, "I see." He puffed out his chest, an act which in his case looked awkward and painful, and said, "Most people think that Tim Woods is behind the mask for Mr. Wrestling." He then looked left and right in a conspiratorial fashion, checking, I suppose, to see if any undesirables were about to hear his secret, before proudly pointing at his now rapidly deflating chest with his thumb and finishing, "But it's really me." Not being familiar with who were the current stars of professional wrestling, I expressed what I surmised was the appropriate level of being impressed by his claim. He continued, "You should come on down to the Coliseum on Wednesday nights and check out the show." I apologized, telling him that I taught classes every Wednesday night, adding that I was sure that it was very exciting. "That's too bad," he added. "You should see me in action. I was personally trained by Tojo Yamamoto." At which point he left. This was before the internet. I had to ask around to find out who Tojo Yamamoto was. Impressive indeed. The next tale comes in the form of a telephone conversation. I answered the phone one day at my academy in the usual way. "Martial Arts Academy, can I help you?"
"Yes, sir. Let me say up front that you come highly recommended."
He didn't specify for what service I was recommended or by whom. "Thank you," I replied. "How can I help you?"
"I wanted to inquire about classes."
Well, I then launched into my standard spiel and was partway through when he interrupted.
"Excuse me, sir, I have a confession to make. I didn't call to ask you about classes. After talking to you and listening to you, I can tell that you are a man of honor, a true warrior. The real reason I called was to invite you to work at a camp that I run for survivalists, teaching hand-to-hand combat skills."
"Okay, I didn't see that coming." "Really," I said, "I'm flattered, but I'm not sure I could fit it into my teaching schedule. After all, my first responsibility is to the students that I already have."
"That shows integrity. I admire that. I think I'm going to reveal to you the real reason for my call."
"A second real reason? Okay. Does he mean a different real reason from the first real reason he gave me?
The real reason I called is that I am assembling a team of professionals for a special mission. I am seeking out the very best people in each field. I will accept only the most elite for my STRAC force.
I was stunned and speechless for a moment. And then I said, "Sir, I'm afraid you've made a mistake. I'm not a soldier. I'm a plain old garden variety martial arts instructor." But you guessed it, he begged to differ.
"You, sir, are exactly what I'm looking for. You see, we are operating a survivalist camp, but that's just a fundraiser and a cover for our training operation. You will be responsible for the hand-to-hand training. We have other experts for firearms, explosives, intelligence, and other stuff. You will learn from them and they will learn from you. It's a perfect setup."
It took a little time, but I was eventually able to politely convince this misguided fellow that I just didn't have the time in my schedule to join his elite STRAC force. I was pretty sure I didn't want to spend even a few seconds out in the woods, handling firearms and explosives, with guys whose leader doesn't know how to pronounce the word elite. The last story today consists completely of finding a note that had been slipped under the front door of my academy. Scrawled in magic marker on a piece of high-quality stationery was the following: "What you do goes against God's law. All martial artists must perish." The note was signed, "The Hand of God." The intended impact of the clandestine note was somewhat lessened, though, by its poor spelling. The section in which the sneaky threatener had intended to say, "All martial artists must perish," actually said, "All marital aorists must perishish." You would also think that someone devout enough to call themselves the Hand of God would know to capitalize the word God. I should definitely look into getting a higher class of hate mail, although I must admit that the personal creepy touch of personally slipping the note under my front door was pretty special. This finishes another installment in my series,
Weird Tales from the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy.
Anyway, that's what I think, but I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.